You're listening to an excerpt from thecomiccast.com, Ireland's number one comic book podcast, and winner of the Best Independent Podcaster at the 2011 Irish Web Awards. I'm Liam Geraghty. Walking down NASA Street at 5:30 on a Thursday evening, it's pretty busy. But as soon as you turn onto South Frederick Street, you enter a kind of oasis of calm. And one of the first shops you'll see is International Books. If you were to look at the Google Street Map view of International Books, you'd see a pleasant green shopfront with some language books sitting in the window. Italian dictionaries, Polish phrase books, that sort of thing. And I can't imagine many people stopping to stare in. But now, that's exactly what people are doing. Because now the shopfront has been repainted to the colours of a certain famous Belgian reporter, while inside the window has been decorated with plush toys of his faithful dog. And all because International Books, an unassuming independent bookshop, is the official Irish home to Tintin. The famous boy reporter has been all over the world, fighting drug dealers in China, spying on Bolsheviks in Soviet Russia, even went to the moon. But for his Irish adventure, Tintin stopped in to help rescue Brendan Story's bookshop.
I was trying to dream up an idea of where the business was going and what would I do next. And I looked at Google and I started thinking about other things. And then all of a sudden, Tintin said, somewhere, looked me up. I looked them up. And I then was speaking very shortly with the people in the foundation of Tintin Moulinsart in Brussels. And I took it from there. I had two trips to Brussels and I spoke with the owners and the commercial section of the foundation, and we set up an agreement that I would become sort of their main man in Ireland, to say the least. But I mean, it's like, it's an adventure. Even though there's been trouble with certain books at the start of Hergé's work, I think the character as maybe the innocent hero of some inquisitive kid thinking he's a great journalist and going out there and saying, I want to know all about you, or we're going to go this place and that place and we're going to find out the secrets of everything about how the world evolves. Like, I mean, to have the rocket's going to the moon before Armstrong went to the moon, I mean, that just tells you. I mean, the imagination of any child or any, you know, person who wants to be adventurous, that's where it would bring you. Like, you'll go on an adventure with Tintin right through all the books. For me, it's been a crazy bit of noise for my business, because it's like, as I said, how was I going to keep business moving to a certain extent and make people more attractive to my store? And Tintin came along and I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And I put Tintin in the window, and he's been there actually in the window since mid-May, and he hasn't been out of the window. There's been nobody else in the window but Tintin. Recently I met Taoiseach at a conference, and I presented him with the 2012 Tintin calendar and pocket agenda, and so got a few photos with Enda Kenny, and he was quite receiving. And I told him that Tintin had come into my life basically since earlier in the year, and he was going to help my business and my friends and anyone who liked
So might
Tintin.
We see Enda going around with his pocket Tintin pocket diary?
Maybe so. I mean, the thing actually is that when you look at some images of Tintin, he's not too far off from the centre of being the world's real man in Brussels.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually that morning, he had only flown back from Brussels, and I more or less said to him, you mustn't have time to go downtown to see Tintin's boutique and so forth, but here you are. I'm going to present you with these. And he took them gracefully. I I mean, so, I would love to see it eventually coming into Australia. So we are talking to people and seeing if we can move things on. And that's where I'll come to sort of storybooks, which is going to be the Tintin website in a few weeks' time, where it'll be all just about Tintin. And I'll be just using my own name as the distribution person for Tintin in Ireland. So anybody who has any problems looking for Tintin anymore, they don't have to go to London or Brussels or Paris. They can just go to downtown Dublin. or just, you know what I mean, log on to storybooks.ie. And we're working on putting a blog up, and Facebook is already up. We have actually put on Facebook the Ireland Tintin fan club. But every kid needs a hero and every adult needs a hero. So we just keep, you know, living